So we're already starting to see MAGA people begging the rest of us for our votes in the midterms using scare tactics and blame tactics. It's crazy. Blaming the victims, you know. We are all the victims of the betrayal of Trump and the GOP and MAGA just routinely, repeatedly betraying the American people, not putting America first, putting Israel first, not halting wars, but rather starting new wars, not making things more affordable, but causing more inflation and scarcity and coming famine and fuel rationing, ICE agents in the airports, you know, energy lockdowns coming, etc. But we are told by Team MAGA that we have to keep voting for this. And that if we don't vote for this in the midterms, that then the people whose policies we oppose might gain power. And we can't let that happen. Thus, we have to keep voting for the traitors who are betraying us. So let me educate the MAGA-tards here for a minute, which should be slightly entertaining. Voting is a form of consent, and voting has to have repercussions. Voting is the only way that a typical American who doesn't have billions of dollars to throw around in campaign contributions, or who doesn't, you know, own a giant industry, or who doesn't control the media, voting is the only input they have into the system. And casting a vote is a form of consent that, hey, I consent to having you in power if I vote for you, that I support your policies and I believe your promises. And then when that person is in power or that party is in power, they have to continue to earn that consent or they won't get the vote the next time. It's very simple. In other words, accountability. Voting is the only means of accountability that exists for most people. And yet we are told that even though the people are betraying us, that we should not hold them accountable and keep voting for them anyway. And I'm sorry, that does not compute. Does not compute. And at this point, I would much rather have LGBT rainbow crosswalks than to find ourselves in a nuclear world war with engineered famine that might kill billions of people. You see what I'm saying? You know, all of a sudden, the whole, you know, it's ma'am, you know, all that kind of stuff doesn't seem as bad compared to what Trump has unleashed. Now, I'm not saying that I support Democrat policies because they're insane. And there are only two genders. There's a man and there's a woman. And everything else is delusion. But when it comes to delusional thinking, you can't top Trump today. Trump is off his rocker, delusional, like he's playing three-dimensional chess or something. Trump is imagining that he's negotiating with Iran. And he's imagining, he just said that Iran begged him to become the supreme leader of Iran and he turned them down. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? That never happened. Nobody's talking to you. I think Trump is talking to a chatbot, and the chatbot is telling him what he wants to hear. Oh, you're the greatest. You're the most powerful. We want you to be the supreme leader. And Trump's like, of course you do, because I'm the greatest. I'm the best at everything, but I can't be your supreme leader. He's talking to a chatbot that he calls Iran, you know? Trump is more delusional than a tranny. Quote me on that, because it's true. I mean, a transgender is typically a man pretending to be a woman. Trump is a five-year-old mental case pretending to be a president. I mean, he's literally delusional. 25th Amendment time for this guy. Out of control. But the idea that we have to keep voting for more delusion and fairy tales, that itself is another level of delusional thinking. That is meta delusional thinking. That we have to give more consent for this, otherwise the alternative will be worse. Well, I'm sorry, that is not a valid argument. That's not a valid argument. And besides, Trump has done so much damage. He's pissed off so many people. The Hispanic community is now minus 40% compared to where they were in terms of their Trump approval, minus 40% in the Hispanic community. Among independent voters, Trump has something like a 70% disapproval rating. It's 60 or 70%. It's a high number. And it was the independents that handed Trump the victory in 2024. So at this point, it's already, you know, the GOP is toast in the midterms. And Trump is, he's not changing course. He's not making an announcement. Oh, I made a mistake. I went along with Israel. They brainwashed me. You know, Netanyahu, you know, he tried to threaten me. And I made a mistake. And now I'm going to correct my ways. I'm going to turn back toward America. And we're going to put America first. And here's what we're going to do. Here's my 10 points. He's made no such announcement. Every day, it's just something worse from Trump and more delusional from Trump. And the idea that we are supposed to keep voting for that is absolutely batshit insane. I will not vote for it. Now, I can't control your vote, you know. You listening to this, you're free to vote however you wish. And in local politics, there might be lots of reasons to vote for one particular candidate over another based on what you know about those candidates. But I'm not voting. I mean, as of right now, I'm not voting at all. I am withholding my vote. And as far as I'm concerned, the GOP can burn in the polls because we need to send a message to them that if they put Israel first, then they don't get our vote. I will never vote for a candidate that puts Israel over America, period. Republican or Democrat or anybody. Never. If they take money from AIPAC, like a substantial sum, I'm not talking about just, you know, a couple thousand dollars. That's, to these guys, that's nothing. But if they're taking like $100,000 from AIPAC, and it's clear from their votes that they are putting Israel first, they will not get my support at all, period. We're done with that. And again, it's up to you to decide however you want to vote. And I know some people will say, well, you're going to cause Democrats to get elected. No, Trump is causing Democrats to get elected. Democrats are winning the races all over the country right now. There's been like 30 races so far, special elections and some local elections. Democrats have won every single one of those 30 races, every single one, 100%. And some of those were in like plus 14% Trump districts. And Democrats are winning those. We haven't even had the midterms yet. So don't tell me that my withholding of my vote is going to cause Democrats to sweep into power. Democrats are sweeping into power right now because of what Trump is doing. This is Trump's fault. Trump put Democrats in power by betraying his own support base and betraying America. Because that's how voting works. If you suck, the voters will change their minds and they'll vote for somebody else. And if you turn out to be a corrupt liar and a warmonger and just, you know, John McCain in disguise, then the voters are going to vote for someone else. At this point, I mean, the horror show of Gavin Newsom could become president because of Trump, not because of me or you. It's because of what Trump did. I won't be voting for Gavin Newsom, obviously, so I'm not going to offer consent to him. But I certainly won't be voting for J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio or anybody that's been part of this administration. They're all crooks. They're all war criminals as far as I'm concerned. And I can't wait for them to be prosecuted by the Democrats. You know, seriously, because there has to be some level of accountability. If you throw America under the bus and you lie on the campaign trail and you betray your own support base, there have to be consequences. And those consequences, the only opportunity for the American people to express their speech, really, is when they vote. Because otherwise, it's just censorship. You know, it's corporate money overpowering their own individual voices, etc. Voting is the one chance for the American people's voices to be heard. So vote accordingly or don't vote at all. That's your choice. I'm not voting, period, because I can't support any of these lunatics from either party at this point. You can follow more of my work at brightvideos.com, and you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. And I'm praying for America. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold. Lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at HealthRangerStore.com.